download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk, WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back here on Monday Night Talk, and we want to thank Lenny Coppenrath for being our guest. We've had a great evening so far, guys. What do you think?
It's awesome, been so wonderful.
Yeah.
Good job, Kevin.
Wonderful. Joe, did you hear Joe say that? Wonderful. Well, it's going to get even...
Working on that word.
It's going to get even better. We have a great gentleman who is here. He is the president of Fisher College. His name is Tom McGovern. Welcome, President McGovern, to Monday Night Talk.
Thank you, Kevin. I was sitting in the studio here while the previous guests were on. Tough act to follow.
No. Well, it's kind of cool. I want to first and foremost thank Casey Sherman. Casey Sherman is a friend to the program and actually had mentioned how important it would be to have yourself and representatives of Fisher College to come on and talk about what it is that you what your institution is trying to do in regards to continuing education, higher education, especially in the various areas, whether it's in the health field, helping veterans, just some of the things that you guys are doing these days.
Casey's a great man, and he's famous. He's probably the only
famous or infamous?
Probably both. Casey's been a real supporter of the college, and we've really appreciated the relationship that he's had. He offered to come over, but I didn't want to intrude on his Monday evening with the family.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, every time I turn around, I follow him on social media.
Right.
What isn't he doing? I mean, he's gone from promoting, his one movie to promoting his book. Now his book being turned into a movie, that is the Boston Strong book.
Yes.
And all that's going on with that and all the different people who, Mark Wahlberg, who is taking on this project for the Boston Strong book and running it through the I mean, they're shooting in, Weymouth? Shooting in Braintree. And it's exciting. It's every time I turn around, there's a picture of Casey meeting somebody who has just been named to the movie, to be starring or being a part of the film.
It really is amazing. I'm a board member for the Boston Police Foundation, and we recently had our gala, and Mark Wahlberg was there.
Well,
And I tell you, you couldn't meet a more down-to-earth, nicer guy. I mean, you'd never know he was a movie star or a famous movie star, for that matter. That was good. And actually, speaking of Boston Strong, Casey secured us Jeff Bowman and Carlos Arredondo as commencement speakers in 2014.
Wow.
They were terrific.
Mm. Yeah.
And last year, he was instrumental in getting us Matthew Slater, captain of the Patriots special teams.
Right.
Who was also turned out to be quite a friend of the college. He's been over a couple of times to have lunch, once to meet the students. He didn't just show up and give his speech and go home. He stuck around, and I'll tell you, he's really something. He is the real deal. So Casey has taken care of us in that department.
Well, when you have a leader like Bill Belichick, I mean, I think when you look at an organization like New England Patriots, it's not just do the least. It's a team effort. So it's kind of good that you had a guy like a Matthew Slater who is, I mean, he epitomizes his team.
100%. He graduated from UCLA, never got to the Rose Bowl. I asked him that, and I wish I hadn't. I didn't know.
What was the expression on his face like?
No, we never hit that one. He said, but I played in the Rose Bowl, but not the Rose Bowl. But yeah, he's a terrific guy, and we're going to follow up with him again. Like I said, he's been over to the college a couple of times, met with the students, loves the students, and very genuine. And Jeff Bowman and Carlos Arredondo, same thing. Just genuine guys. Bowman was the last one to leave the reception. Mm. He stayed and signed books and talked to the students. And another just genuine fellow,
Let's talk a little bit about Fisher College. Talk to us about the Division of Accelerated and Professional Studies.
Mm-hmm.
I know that nearby some of the different colleges, the satellite colleges that you have or campuses that you have, Brockton, New Bedford. Talk to us about those campuses and some of the programs that are offered at those satellite outfits.
And by the way, thank you for having me tonight. I appreciate it. We have two locations in Brockton where you have an affiliation with the Brockton School of Nursing, where we run a program there that gives out associate degrees, but also we have an RN to BSN where people that have already acquired their designation of registered nurse can complete the program and get a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing. And we also have a regular site in Brockton on Church Street, right across from the municipal golf course, that offers all of our regular programs, not regular programs, but all of our degree programs. We're also running a master's in business administration. We have a management program, early childhood education, among others. And it's a very active and vibrant campus. It's been open for about 3 years. Our affiliation with the Brockton School of Nursing has been at least 25 years. So we've been quite active in the Brockton area. New Bedford, we've been down there, it seems forever. I couldn't tell you exactly how long, but it's been at least 30 years. We have a very active campus there, one of our more successful campuses, and it's been offering the same amount of programs, except for the RN to BSN program that Brockton does.
And let's not forget, you also have campuses in Boston and North Attleboro, and you have an online presence as well if folks are looking, and they may not be in the Brockton or New Bedford area. Just want to let folks who are listening and who might listen to this later that there are opportunities beyond just here on the South Shore.
Absolutely. We've been we've had an online program since 1998, and it's been a very successful online program, and people have the opportunity to do an in-class class or online or hybrid. There's several options. Not everybody's completely comfortable with online. Usually when they start in the classroom, they often transition to online. But yes, we've been very successful, and we have students in approximately 35 states and a bunch of countries that are taking classes online. During Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, we had a lot of soldiers taking classes online. Excuse me, not just soldiers. We had military people taking classes online. God forbid I would ever call a Marine a soldier.
Talk to us about that, at least helping the veterans and what the veteran market is like for Fisher College.
Well, we've been very involved with the veteran market for years. I actually started teaching in the evening division back in the 70s with the Vietnam-era veterans. There was a very generous GI Bill at the time, which I actually went to graduate school on, that pretty much covered your expenses. And so Fisher had a very active program, and that's when their evening division actually started, was back in 1974 with the Vietnam-era veterans. And that dried up in probably around 1982, 1983, those veteran benefits. And what we did was, based on the latest conflict, we revised our emphasis with veterans, and they have an even more generous GI Bill now. And we have a lot of veterans on staff. And I tell people that, we're military friendly, but everybody will tell you they're military friendly. But when you look at the percentage of our senior staff that are veterans, including myself, we actually not only talk the talk, but we truly do walk the walk in terms of understanding some of the issues that they deal with and helping them out. So we don't have just one assigned military liaison person, although we do have one. Neil Trotter, who is a 7-year Air Force veteran, but we also have many others that have served and are more than available to deal with some of the veterans' issues that they have while studying. As a matter of fact, our commencement speaker, our valedictorian last May, was a combat Marine veteran of 4 years, Calvin Tarbox, and he ended up graduating with a 4-0.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, a nice young man.
What are some of the programs that you find your students, those who are interested in Fisher College, matriculating towards, whether they're just a standard student or someone who is a veteran?
There really are all over the place in terms of what their interest is in, but primarily we're right now in the evening division. We're 85% female, and a lot of students are interested in our management program. We have a Bachelor of Science in Management, which automatically transitions into an MBA program if you successfully complete the credits for the Bachelor of Science in Management. As I said earlier, we have a very successful early childhood program in the two sites that we had mentioned earlier. We have health information technology and medical coding.
Wow.
Our criminal justice program has really taken off. There's an awful lot of opportunity in the field of criminal justice. I know way back when anybody that was taking a program in criminal justice was primarily interested in being a law enforcement officer, right. But now those opportunities have expanded way beyond law enforcement. And it's a very, you know, we consider ourselves career-oriented, so it's a field where you can get a job. And we have a lot of students, both in our day school and evening division and online, that are very much interested in the criminal justice program.
Well, that's like you were talking about the Plymouth and Duxbury campuses. When we grew up, the police officers that I grew up with went to Fisher College and took their courses there in Duxbury and Plymouth and started from that aspect of it and became local police officers that I knew of. So
yeah, we did. We had a very active program in this area. And we also had a campus in Hyannis as well. I don't know if you reach Hyannis, but we do
on a good day.
We loved working in this area, and I was just talking to Matthew, the state rep, about the abandoned registry building in Plymouth. And they're having a higher ed meeting with the city council tomorrow, and they've got a couple of two-year schools down there. And I told them that's one of the sites that we've investigated. I'm not going to say we've gone any further than that, but I would love to have a footprint in that area.
And we would love to have you down there, too.
Really? Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of love going on here. Let's see if we can capitalize on it.
Yeah, we are speaking with Fisher College President Tom McGovern. He is our guest, at least for the next 7 or 8 minutes, to talk about Fisher College and some of the stuff they do. Give us the benefits of Fisher College programs and education.
Well, what we pride ourselves on is the experience that we give students, not only in the day school, but in the evening division as well. We really, there's nobody that works there that treats their occupation as a job. If they do, they're in the wrong place. I've been there a long time. As I said, I came there as a part-time instructor. I was on the faculty full-time for a number of years. Then I had left, and I came back as president. People that work at Fisher College are truly committed to the students that we serve. In fact, I showed a slide to a group of freshmen today of four young women that had left Fisher College. One had gone to Harvard, one had gone to Babson, one had gone to Tufts, and one had gone to Emerson to seek other opportunities. And we've got all four of them back. Because guess what? The grass isn't always greener, and they love Fisher College. They're perfect Fisher College people, and they came back for different jobs, I guess you would call it a promotion. But they are typical of the people that work at Fisher, that are committed to the students, both in the evening division and in the day school. So that's the type of place Fisher is. We were established in 1903 by two brothers that emigrated from Iowa, and their sole purpose was to come to Massachusetts and create opportunity for people that wanted to have careers in the workforce and needed training in order to establish those types of careers. And what we've done is we've stayed true to that mission. Everybody buys into that mission. And what we do is we create this experience that will ideally help people, both young people and adults, become productive citizens in the society. And we've stayed true to the mission. There's only been 8 presidents. I'm the longest serving non-Fisher, by the way. I got to throw that in there. Everybody is committed to this mission, which is basically to help people along, and that's what we do, and we do it very well. We're small, but it's very personalized. Because we are small, everybody sort of knows everybody else. I mean, I'm not going to say I know every single student in one of our sites, but yeah, I try to. And I actually, on the way down here, I thought this radio station was in Brockton, so my plan was to stop in the Brockton campus until I read my notes here and realized you were in Marshfield. And Marshfield's a beautiful place, too.
Yes, it is,
right.
Indeed.
So we would have ended up doing it remote, me in Brockton, you here.
Joe, do you have a question?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I listen to the, talk radio all the time, and there's a big movement now from, looking at these four-year schools where there's in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars paid to go to these institutions where kids come out and sometimes, or a lot of the times, don't have career placement afterwards. How has the last 5 to 10 years looked in terms of enrollment at the school, considering there's a big movement now, it seems, towards schools like Fisher?
Well, that is a really good question, because we pride ourselves on our career service department, and we have three women that work there, and they really go above and beyond in terms of working with students to make sure they are employed. We take a survey of our graduating classes every year, and so the latest survey for the class of 2015 showed that 94% were either working or within graduate school.
Wow.
And they have a really good return rate. I'm not very big on social media, but they use social media to make sure these graduates respond, and we're very proud of the fact that that they're where they're supposed to be after they do graduate. And we also pay, we're very generous with financial aid. We pay very close attention to what type of debt, degree of debt students leave the college with. And our average debt is below the average national, below the national average. And that's something we pay a lot of attention to. So I'm not sure if I answered the question,
but
we're not one of the bad boys that are out there just looking to take somebody's money and not give them something in return.
Talk to us about a couple of other key aspects when it comes to higher ed, and that is transferring your credits. Let's say if I'm going from a two-year institution, I want to go to Fisher College, or financial aid. I want to be able to afford going to Fisher College.
Well, 100% of students that are eligible for financial aid receive financial aid from us. We give a lot out in institutional aid, and sometimes the trustees perhaps think we may give too much out. We are very generous, but we're a nonprofit, and you know, we take our business serious, and our business is education, and we want to make sure that we can make this as they can pass through with the least amount of pain as possible. The other thing, I was talking to freshmen today, as I was telling you, and one of the things I tell them, this is a very worthwhile investment. The difference between a high school education and a college education over the course of your lifetime is $1 million. So when you consider the fact that you may be getting out of college with $25,000 in debt, but that's going to mean $1 million over your lifetime, that's not a bad investment. That's, you know, I hate to put it in such monetary terms, but I want people to understand that it is a good investment, even though it may hurt now and it may hurt down the road a bit paying this off. I mean, $25,000 or $30,000 is the price of a medium-priced car.
Let's talk to those businesses or corporations out there who may be looking to advance the education of their of some of their folks who are working for them, whether it's a corporate advantage program or even professional development workshops.
We can do professional development. We can personalize it and customize it to whatever your needs are, and we're happy to do that. In terms of offering cohort education at a work site, we can do that as well. All we do is ask you to get a group of people together that are interested in the same program, and then we can deliver it at your site. It's a model that works very well, and it's also certainly convenient to the people that would be attending the classes, because you leave the workplace and then the next thing you do is you step into a conference room and you have a high quality, professionally delivered course and program.
Now, businesses, like I'm involved with the Plymouth Chamber of Commerce and the Pembroke Chamber of Commerce, and we're always asked about interns and stuff. Do you have an intern program?
We definitely have an intern program. We have a 3-credit, we have a 6-credit, and we have a 12-credit internship program. And we have our interns serving all over. In fact, if you need any here, we have a communication program, by the way.
Uh-huh.
But we have our interns serving all over not only the state, but the country. For example, we just had a young man, a criminal justice major, finished an internship with the U.S. Marshals Service in Washington, D.C.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. It's really impressive, and we put a lot into it because, as you know, you cannot buy that kind of experience.
Right.
And then when they're getting out as a 22-year-old graduate or even as an evening division student, you know, it's just additional information on the resume that's going to help them get a job.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. Anything you want to say in closing in regards to Fisher College, if they want to find out more information about furthering their education?
Just go to the website, fisher.edu, and you know, we're all available and happy to answer any questions you have. We have open houses, and I appreciate you giving me this opportunity, Kevin, and gentlemen as well.
We'll have to have you come back on, though, and talk a little bit. I know you get a little bit, you like politics and you like talking about. We'll have to have you come back on. Maybe we'll have a couple of the girls come in with you next time as well. And maybe start a little bit of a partnership here where we have Fisher College come in and chat from time to time just to remind them of what you provide for services and education.
I love talking politics and I love talking history, so anytime.
All right.
President McGovern, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you.
There he is, Tom McGovern, president of Fisher College. If you have a chance, check them out.